So yesterday we discussed the chassan. The chassan comes to the Beis HaKnesses. What is the halacha? We do not say tachnan when the chassan comes. So we mentioned yesterday in the Chachila we have to be mishtatif with the chassan simcha. If you're mishtatif with the chassan simcha, then it's a simcha for the entire tzibur, and then there is no tachnan. And the other answer we gave was not because it's a simcha, but because he's a distraction. When a chassan comes to shul, everyone gets distracted. They start talking during davening, and they start looking at him and his talis and making comments. And when there is a distraction, there is a hefsek between the Shemoneh Esrei and Tachnun, or we will not recite Tachnun with the Kavana. So you know what? Don't bother. If you're not going to recite this, the Yisoid, which is very clear in all the Mefarshim, if you do not recite Tachnun with Kavana, it's better not to say Tachnun at all. That's, by the way, one of the primary reasons why Nusach Sfar, many Minyanim, do not say Tachnun by Mincha. One of the main reasons, the real reason, is because in the afternoon, it's very hard to concentrate.
You're on the run.
You're coming from work. You're running here, running there. And it really is. It's very, very hard to concentrate. So therefore, there is such a rule. We don't really understand these things. That Tachnun is a Kabbalistic concept which comes from the Zohar. And part of the rules of Tachnun, that if you don't concentrate every word, you're doing more harm than good. So therefore, Mincha, by many Minyanim, they feel the ones who establish the Minyanim work with that principle. Don't bother saying Tachnun, no one's concentrating. Shachris, you can't really say that, because there at least has to be one time of the day when you're going to concentrate. So Shachris, it's a real stretch, real, real stretch to get out of saying Tachnun for Shachris.
But Mincha, at that point, people are thinking about going to work.
That's not an excuse. It's the morning, you're still awake, you're fresh, and you can't, otherwise you'll never say Tachnun your whole life. So at least Shachris, even people, the shuls that don't say Tachnun by Mincha, they say by Shachris, that you don't play around with. Okay, they'll tell you yard sites, that's another story, but many, many shuls, the vast majority of shuls who do not recite Tachnun ever by Mincha, do recite it Shachris. Because Shachris, you don't play around with. Mincha, okay, you'll talk about dinim. Since the Ikur Minyan by Nusach Sfar is daven late in the day, so you don't say Tachnun ben Hashmoshes and Laila, or you can't concentrate. So it's really the same principle when a chosan comes to shul for Shacharis. If he comes to shul Shacharis, a chosan is a distraction. So therefore, a distraction, people are not concentrating, so don't bother saying Tachnun today. More harm is done than good by saying Tachnun. However, that's one time. The other time is similar, because it's a yomtif. A chassan comes to Beis HaKnesses, it's a mamash, a yomtif for the whole tzibur. Everyone is mishtatif in the simcha. It's no different than Rosh Chodesh, so there's no need to say Tachnun. Those are the two basic approaches as to why we do not recite Tachnun when a chassan comes to shul. We learned that a chassan must daven in the main minyan, not in the Ezras Noshim, to exempt the tzibur. And people have to know that he is there. If you don't know a chassan is there, then there's no distraction and there's no simcha. A guy is an anonymous fellow. He walks into shul. He's wearing a talis. No one even knows who he is. He got married. He's over here. He's living. He's living for the shebrachas. He's staying in the neighborhood. No one knows who he is. So don't tell. Don't ask. Don't tell. And don't hold
in that
back.
That situation is better to say Tachnun.
No,
or not to say Tachnun?
It's better to say Tachnun. And the chassan comes.
Better, so he shouldn't tell.
Should not tell. The chassan comes to shul. They do not know that he is a chassan. He should not. He should not reveal that he is a chassan.
Should he say Tachnun?
No, he may not say Tachnun. He's it's a yomtif for him, so he himself does not say Tachnun, but the tzibur says Tachnun as long as they don't know. Don't ask, don't tell. They can say Tachnun.
How wide do you extend this simcha thing?
How wide? Not wide. What do you mean?
Daughter's born.
A daughter? No, only by a chassan. Only a chassan is a special simcha. It's a special koshel zavgam kriyas yamsuf. A chassan is a whole new league. A chassan.
I disagree with what you're saying. Okay. The Gemara that says that when you went into the Beis HaMikdash, the chassanim and the avelim went the opposite direction.
Correct.
And the reason the chassan.
They should know he's a chassan.
You should know it's a chassan.
But that's only, there's no harm done. Here you're.
But going to the Beis HaMikdash, you're going to daven.
There's no tachdi. It's on the way out. There's no on the way out. Here you're causing damage. You are being moneya the tzibur from saying tachanun. You're causing damage. So if it's a simcha, it's a simcha. If they don't know, they're not being mesamech with you.
You see that from the Gemara that you do have to do.
In the Beis HaMikdash, you're not causing any difference. People are just becoming aware and they give him brachos, they give him blessings. He's not denying by him standing by the exit and people wishing him mazel tov, he's not denying the tzibur from anything. Here, when the chasen comes, there's no tachnun.
You just said before that a good rabbi learns to appreciate others.
Yes.
So if a guy walks into a shul, the rav should know he's a chassid.
So don't tell, the rav doesn't have to tell the tzibur.
It's a stranger.
It's davening. During davening, you're not supposed to talk. You're not supposed to go and greet people during davening. Davening, the rabbi should be there before davening. And the person walks in the last minute, walks in 5 minutes before. That's not the time when the rabbi's going to figure out who's here. When davening is over, he'll go and he'll say, look. All right, you understand what I mean. Over here, it's not. The Mishnah Berurah, in fact, says that even if the tzibur knows this is the chassid, there's a very chish in the Mishnah Berurah, which all the gedolim do not. Probably the most popular thing in the Mishnah Berurah that we do not follow, and no one follows. The Mishnah Berurah says explicitly in the rules of Tachnun that if a chassid, he knows, a whole shul knows him. He's a celebrity in the shul, and if he's going to come to shul, they're not going to say Tachnun. So the Mishnah Berurah says, so don't go to shul. Do not go to shul if you know that your presence will cause them not to say tachlan. Stay home and dav v'yachidus. You have no right. You have no right to deny the tzibur from reciting tachlan. Stay home and daven v'yachidus.
So a chassid should never go to shul.
That's right. The first.
The...
I don't know all the shittas. So Moshe Feinstein says we don't follow this. Because the old Mishnah, Moshe says the reason is because they'll have complaint. He learned Shah in the Mishnah Berurah, they'll have tainus on him. How dare you deny us from saying Tachnun? If Moshe says, today no one will ever have tainus on a chasan for preventing them from saying Tachnun. It's just not going to happen. It will not happen.
They will never say Tachnun. They complained.
That's right.
Monday or Thursday.
I think anyone who complains about it.
He has kedima. A chasan, only b'yom chupasa. A chasan only has kedima b'yom chupasa, not during shev brachas. A chasan has no, there's no chiyuv to give a chasan during the shivas in the mishnah. There's no chiyuv. There's a chiyuv to give a chasan the day that he gets married. If he's getting married tonight, there's a chiyuv to give him an aliyah, but not during the shev brachas. Okay, so now let's continue. We have today halacha l'maaseh. So chassan comes, they know about him. They don't say tachnun. Should you go? So Rav Moshe says you can go. Don't worry, it's okay. No one's gonna have tainus. Now, by the way, some learn, some say the day when chassan's getting married. So we learned yesterday for sure you do not say tachnun because that's the simcha. That's the nikkur simcha. Some mafarshim say pum fakert. The day the chassan gets married is a yoyim tainus for the chassan. And other rabbi, the whole tzibur should latch on. It's a yoyim eis ratzayim. It is a day to say tachlun. The most ideal day, the day when you'll get the most bang for your buck is when a chassan is getting married. It's an eis ratzayim. So everyone should latch on to the chassan and say tachlun bekavana, and they'll have for themselves big yeshuas. So you know we don't appreciate what you can accomplish by saying tachlun. And so we're always looking to get out of it, but the people who know what's really going on behind the scenes, they're saying, you're foolish. The other rabbi, there are times when you have an opportunity to take advantage, and instead of taking advantage, you're blowing it.
No, the chassan,
no. So some say the chassan v'davka should say tachna. That's a difference of opinion. On the day that he gets married, during Sheva Brachos, that's it, it's over. But the day that he gets married, so halacha l'maaseh, we paskin, the minhag is we do not say tachna. Not him, not the chassan.
He says a mincha like Yom Kippur.
But he doesn't say tachnon, he says vidui. He says vidui, but not tachnon. A chassan does not say tachnon. That's the minig. Not everyone agrees that some hold that the day Yom Chupasai, the chassan should say tachnon, and the tzibur also should say tachnon. And if you think about it, this is the most ideal day to say tachnun. It's an eis ratzayin, and everyone should latch on. Again, that's not the minhag Yisrael. The minhag Yisrael is, I just want to bring out the points. The minhag Yisrael is, you don't say tachnun on the day chupasay. We're very lenient. Even the winter day, when he's getting married at night, we don't say tachnun even in the morning. We're very, very lenient when it comes to the saying of tachnun. Okay, next case.
I can't say this, you would. You can't date Tachnun?
No, the Chassan is not the Balabas. The Halach is the Balabas. Whatever the Minig Yisrael is.
You said not good.
Whatever the Halach is, Halach is. You can't go tell people what to do. Whatever the Minig is, the Minig is. The Minig today is to be very, very lenient. The Minig is today, when the Chassan comes to Shul, B'yom Chupasai, whether he's getting married in the afternoon, whether he's getting married at night after Tzitzit Chavim, the Minig today is you don't say Tachnun. Not him, and not the whole Shul. He comes to shul during the Shavuos and Mishnah, you don't say Tachlon. No questions asked. And we learned yesterday, Bigul Chiddush, even if the Sheva Brachos are over, even if the Sheva Brachos, then the day after, you can also, you don't say Tachlon. We extend the permit not to say Tachlon even one more day, even the day after the Sheva Brachos are over. Yeah.
So when the title Chasson kicks in,
The day that he gets married, even if he's getting married in the evening after it says Sakhar Chavim.
By Shachris.
Not the Ma'ariv, not. Not the Ma'ariv. Anyway, there's no Nafkamina. There's nothing that we do at night anyway that makes a difference in davening, at least for davening. But the Nafkamina, not to say Tachlon, we are lenient. If a Chasson is there for Shachris, and the day when he gets married, even if he's getting married at night, most shuls will not say Tachlon by Shachris. Some say that's wrong. It depends if he's getting married before sunset or getting married after sunset. Some say only if you're getting married before sunset that you do not say Tachlon, but we, in the place that I've hung out, they don't say Tachlon, never.
According to this, in the winter, if a chosan is getting married, Mitzvah Shabbos, would you say it's Chosra by Mincha? Because it's the same.
Mitzvah Shabbos? You ever have a Mitzvah Shabbos wedding?
Yeah.
You ever do that? Never had that?
Yeah,
you seen it? Okay. So it's not so simple that the word takonis, I don't know what it is today, the word takonis, not to have Simchas Mitzvah Shabbos, was a Chilul Shabbos. It's a very serious matter. You have a lot of Malchus today. I told you, I once went, I was shocked out of my mind. And I went once to a Shabbos, when I was in eighth grade, to a Shabbos bar mitzvah. To a Shabbos bar mitzvah in a hotel. Not telling you which hotel. Shabbos bar mitzvah. And it was very interesting is that Mitzvah Shabbos, a certain organization was having their Malava Malka dinner, Mitzvah Shabbos. So my parents said, wow, you're going to go to the Bar Mitzvah for Shabbos and we'll see you Mitzvah, we'll take you home. Mitzvah Shabbos, we will come to the dinner, you'll stay at the dinner with us and we'll take you home. Shabbos Shalashudas, I was passing by the kitchen during Shabbos Shalashudas. Boy, did I hear noise going on inside there. And believe me, they were not making noise for serving Shalashudas. The Shalashudas was served and was done, and was there a lot of activity taking place in the kitchen during Shalashudas. And what were they doing, obviously? They were preparing for the Malava Malka.
The Israel of Great Neck was founded because there was a breakaway meeting from the Great Neck synagogue because they had problems with the caterer.
Mitzvah Shabbos.
Who prepared an elaborate Shalashudas, which was really the shmur for the...
For Mitzvah Shabbos.
So there's a real problem there.
It's a real problem.
It started that way.
It's a real problem. That's why, in fact, they were takonos. They were, you have to do research, never to make a simcha Mitzvah Shabbos, under no condition. Not a Lava Malka, not a wedding, not a bar mitzvah, because it will, anywhere. I don't know, maybe in Europe. Today, not anymore. Today Mitzvah Shabbos is business as usual, right?
They lost the Heksher for a while because...
Yeah. And we still...
Let's say 60 years ago, or 55 years ago, all Jewish weddings were Saturday nights, Sunday afternoon, and Sunday night.
Saturday night.
Because they had weddings were 100, 150 people. So what existing caterers? All of a sudden we discovered that we have 300 friends. So they said, we got to get a big place. Mafia had all the big places.
They don't do weekday weddings. You eliminate them.
Okay, times have changed.
Seven days.
7 days. That's right. During the first 7 days.
You say only the day of the Chatunah.
No, I said during the Shiva Simei HaMishnah. I didn't say that. I said both. Okay, let's discuss a new case. Bar Mitzvah boy. Today a boy is Bar Mitzvah. Bar Mitzvah boy, today he is Bar Mitzvah. He comes to shul to get him an aliyah. If it's Monday, Thursday, give him an aliyah. Do you say Tachnun? Do you say Tachnun on the Yom of the Bar Mitzvah? Big shayla. Big machlekes ha-poskim what to do. Amongst us, we generally do say tachlin. Bar mitzvah boy does not exempt itself from saying tachlin. Some say straight out. What kind of chinuch is it to go to say that the bar mitzvah boy comes to shul, you don't say tachlin? What kind of chinuch is that? Adarabba, it's an eis ratzon. Today's his bar mitzvah. He enters into the olam mitzvahs. It's a wonderful eis ratzon. And you should take advantage. And taking advantage means you should say tachlon.
How about the day he starts putting on tefillin?
Very good. We'll come to that one. So excellent question. So let's just first talk about just the fact that today is the day that he enters into the Olam HaMitzvahs. Generally, the halacha is we do say tachlon. It's very hard to find a posik that says you should not say tachlon because it's a simcha. It's not so. You say tachlon. And Adarabba is a very important day to say Tachlon. Number one, because it's an Esrat. And number two, it's Chinuch. The Simone Mills, the very famous one from was from Belzer. Who is it from? Maybe it's from the Belzer Rebbe. I don't remember who it's from. Is that when by a Sudas Bar Mitzvah. So who do you give the benching to? Let's say the Sudas Bar Mitzvah takes place at night. Bo Bayom, very common today. Many people, they make the Suda Bo Bayom, the day of the Bar Mitzvah itself. And you give the benching to who? To the Bar Mitzvah boy, right? The Bar Mitzvah boy gets the benching. So you tell the Bar Mitzvah boy, you bench Alakos. There are 10 people. You bench Alakos. You tell him to drink the cup down to the last drop. Maxwell House Bar Mitzvah. Good to the last drop. Why? Because when you bench on a regular Shabbos, you have 3 people. You have a kais. If it's not your minig, you really should have a kais. You have 3 people, certainly 10 people. Does the one who gets the honor of benching, does he drink the entire kais? No. Not necessarily. You only have to drink a revius, or even less, a malay lugma, a te'ima. You make a bari priyagofen. When you finish the benching, you recite al kais. And when you baruch atah Hashem l'kidim l'chulam bari priyagofen. Lechatchila, you should drink a revius so you can recite an al hagefen. If you don't,
about three ounces.
Lechatchila, if the person who gets the benching doesn't want to drink a revius, at least he should drink something. So then, so the bracha of bari priyagofen should not be levatala. So then, you don't make an al hagefen if the one who gets benching doesn't want to drink a revius. Now, the truth is, a revius is not even enough. You have a very large kois. Lechatchila, you should drink roiv kois. You should drink roiv kais. And you know the ultimate hiddur in Shulchan Aruch is? You should drink the entire cup of wine. Okay, if you bench al ha-kais l'chadchila by Pesach night, by the Dal Kaisas, how much of the wine should you drink? Well, l'chadchila, you should drink the entire cup of wine down to the last drop. If you can't drink the entire cup, then drink a roiv of the cup. If you can't do that, then drink at least a maloy lugmav, a cheekful. There are different levels of what you need to drink in order to be yoytze the mitzvah of dalad koisais. But the ideal thing to do is to drink the entire cup. A bar mitzvah boy, when he enters into the olah hamitzvahs and the very first opportunity he has to do a mitzvah, if there's ever a time in his life when he should do a mitzvah 100% and go overboard, it's the day of his bar mitzvah. Therefore, day of his bar mitzvah, this is the famous thing to bar mitzvah boys, when you give your benching, it's the yachayv mitzvah, it's the first time. When you get the kais, drink the whole cup. The whole cup down to the last drop. This may be the last time in your life you'll ever do that, but at least at your bar mitzvah, you should do it. It's chinuch. When you go into chinuch, you don't settle for bidi evitz. You don't settle. When you're mechanech a child, you want the best of the best. You want the best smartphone. So why don't you want the best chinuch? Give him the best chinuch. The best chinuch is you drink the whole kais. You don't settle for bidi evitz. Therefore, on the day of his bar mitzvah, you're going to play games? Everything's a joke? It's a big joke. It's a bar mitzvah. Oh, it's a simcha. We're all so happy. Don't care less. It's bar mitzvah. Everyone is jealous. Everyone is just mourning. Oh, my whole life passed me by. And look at this little kitty starting out fresh. Okay, what are you doing over here? It's a joke. You're not going to say tachlon? Adarabba. Use this as a time to mechanech the child. You know it's a bar mitzvah. It's a serious thing. It's an esrat sign for you, for all of us. Let's use this as an opportunity to daven to Hashem and to say tachlon. A bar mitzvah boy is nowhere in halacha called, is not called Eliyahu HaNavi, it's not a bris mila, it's not the level of simcha of a chasen kala, it's not a chasen, there's no halacha of sheva brachas, you don't make any special brachas. About the simcha of a bar mitzvah is not a heavy duty simcha. He's chayv mitzvahs. It's
you
not.
You don't say
the father's Baruch Shabbatrani, that's not a happy bracha. That means instead of me getting killed, he's responsible for his problems. You're shifting the blame. So all it is, shifting the blame. There's no great simcha. There's no great simcha in the bar mitzvah. It's a simcha. He enters into the ol ha-mitzvahs. But it's not like a chosen and kala. Chazal, we're not misaking any special bracha in honor of becoming a bar mitzvah boy. They were misaking 7 blessings for a chosen and kala, the shiva simei ha-mishteh. They were not misaking. They were misaking many brachas for a bris milah. You make 2, 3 brachas, 4 brachas, depending on what you say by a bris milah. They were misaking for a pidyon ha-ben special brachas. They were not misaking any brachas for being and becoming a bar mitzvah.
You don't say tachna when there's a
pidyon ha-ben? No, another shiloh. That's a separate shiloh. One question at a time. Good question. Everything is a machlekes. That's the bottom line. Yeah.
What is the makar for bar mitzvah? I have to know because tonight my
enagul. What's the makar? There are many makaris. Vayigdal, it's vayibyoim higomel es. One makar is vayibyoim higomel es Yitzchak. Some learn that's the.
No, but not about saying tachman.
Of what to say? You should say tachman.
Yeah.
I have to go tell you. Come over to me afterwards. Before you go, I'll copy it. I will take a picture. Believe me, I'll take a picture. I'll take a picture and I'll send it to you. You can read the whole thing yourself. Okay, he's quoting me. Okay. Rav David Jalal. How do you say your last name? Ram? Ram?
Rahman.
I can't pronounce
Rahman.
That. Rahman. Rahman.
Rahman. Rahman.
Rahman. Rahman.
Rahman. Rahman.
Rahman. Par,
more Par,
Rachman Par, David Jalal, Rachman Par. It showed me a Swadish sitter, and it says here the English instructions that a bar mitzvah boy. Where did you show me over
nine,
here?
Number nine.
No, that's the wrong one. I'm sorry, it's not what it says over here. Where did you show me the bar mitzvah boy? You show me over here somewhere. Find it again. I don't know.
Yeah, it is.
It says the bar mitzvah boy that you don't say tachnun. The bar mitzvah boy is their bar mitzvah.
Number nine.
Also, the custom is to omit tahanun on a day that a bar mitzvah boy is present, the day that he actually becomes 13 years old. Okay, that's Sfarash a minute. Okay, fine, Sfarash a minute.
Shulchan Aruch.
No, it's not Shulchan Aruch. I'm sorry, you're not going to find it. I guarantee you, you're not going to find it in Shulchan Aruch. You're not going to find it in Shulchan Aruch. That's the minute. Minik Sfardim, it's not Minik Ashkenaz. Now, here's the big. Now, you want to ask a question, not say Tachnun bar mitzvah boy. Here's why you may not say Tachnun. If it's the first day that he's putting on tefillin. If the bar mitzvah boy, that's the only makar not to say Tachnun. If this
tomorrow is his first day also. My son-in-law said that he didn't put on film
until tomorrow. So then you have a real dilemma, and Enochanami, then you have a makar, then you are sources. The first day that you do a mitzvah, the first day that you do a mitzvah, then you do have a makar not to say tachlan. So now many bar mitzvah boys don't have because they're putting on film already a month before. Even though they're not chayvin putting on film, but they're putting on, doesn't matter. So it takes away the sim, it's not the first time. They did it in chinuch. They put it on for 30 days. Some put on 3 months in advance. Some do 3 days in advance. Some do a few days. Some do not some macro number of days. They just do it a few days in advance.
I think it's far to do 6 months in advance.
Oh, 6 months? I never heard that before. That's quite a lot. I never had 3 months. The German Jews, they do 3 months in advance. Others, some do. You mamish bo bayom the first time. Mamish bo bayom. Very nice.
My grandfather was nifter. My father's father was nifter when he was 8. Years old. He said 1 year.
Right. There is a minute. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch brings down this very interesting minute. It's a very strange minute. We learned this is that if Rachmana Litzlan, the boy is a Yosayim, does not have a father, then that boy wears tefillin when he's 12 years old.
That's right. Wow.
What is it all about?
My father did it.
It's something which I don't know if they do. They still do it today. Maybe they do. Rachmana Litzlan, I don't know. What? It's brought down in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. I never heard this before. And someone says, yeah, they remember. Yes. Someone told me if they remember stories like this. I know that when I was in elementary school, there was a boy, there were boys that didn't have fathers. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch brings it down. There are a lot of things in the Kitzur that are not anywhere else. I remember they didn't. I remember boys, Rahman, they didn't have father, the two boys. No, they. As far as I remember, they put on tefillin like everyone else a month before. They didn't put on tefillin the year before. But it is. It's something which is brought down. Such a thing that there's no father.
A year before.
What?
But they don't count them as a minion.
No, of course not. They're not bar mitzvah. But they wear tefillin a year in advance. why Yasa more than anyone else. So some I remember we learned this here in the Shir tense. It's only because they're more mature. Rachman Litzlan. What does Svarim do? When do you put on tefillin? When did your sons put on tefillin?
13 on one day.
13 on one day.
Yeah.
That's the first time.
Yeah.
They don't do in advance.
Maybe they are for chinuch training.
How much? How many days of training?
It depends. Excellent boy. He's a lazy boy.
An excellent boy.
Excellent boy. A few days.
The most a few days. Not more than a few days. Okay. Okay, whatever it is. But now here's the dilemma. Everybody say, if today is the first day he's putting on tefillin, then I can show you source that in the Chanami you don't say tachlin. Then it's a big simcha. It's a simcha not because of bar mitzvah, simcha because it's the first time he's doing a mitzvah. The first time you do a particular mitzvah, tefillin, you have to appreciate it. Tefillin is part of davening. Tefillin is not like other mitzvahs. Other mitzvahs are stam yichayv mitzvahs. The tzura of prayer is to wear tefillin. This is part of the tool. The weapon of prayer is to wear tefillin. It's not for nothing that tefillin, the singular word of tefillin, is tefillah. A tefillah shel yad and a tefillah shel rosh. It is the tzura. It is the form of prayer when you wear tefillin. Therefore, if today is the first day that a person is wearing tefillin, that's a very big simcha. A new tefillah has entered into the world. It affects the davening. Everybody say, please. Everybody say. Okay. It's a new tzura of davening. Then there is grounds to suggest it's a very big simcha to the tzibur and tachanun is not said. Now here's an interesting shaila, is what happens when the bar mitzvah boy and the nafkamin is in the reverse. Let's say he's bar mitzvah on Shabbos. The bar mitzvah, the bo bayoim is Shabbos, and then the first day he puts on tefillin is Sunday. So if you look, what? Okay. Okay. So those who do say tachnon so enachnami, that will be a very big nafkamina. It's not because of being bar mitzvah. You were bar mitzvah yesterday, and today is the first day you're putting on tefillin. So we're not going to say tachnon today in honor of the what? So no, because being a bar mitzvah does not a reason not to say tzitkascha. The doing the tefillin, that's the reason. So since you can always say avarachim. You can always say. We don't say it on certain days because it's a yom simcha. It's not really. It doesn't really make a difference. You really can say avarachim almost all. We say it in other Yom Tov. Look, we say Yisker on Yom Tov. It's a Yom Simcha. Okay, that's the Av Harachim is a different sugya. Let's discuss now Tzidkascha and Tachnun. It's totally in the tefillin. And if it's the first time you're wearing tefillin, even if it's not your bar mitzvah, because he was bar mitzvah on Shabbos, and he did not wear tefillin in advance, and therefore the first day you're putting us on Sunday, and it's not your bar mitzvah, still, there are very legitimate grounds halachically, that you're exempt from wearing, is it saying tachan? On the other hand, the one thing you have to keep in mind, if he's a boy in practicing, 30 days in advance, like the average boy, he's putting on tefillin for the first time, and he's not bar mitzvah, then you say tachan. That's not an excuse. Just because a boy is wearing tefillin, and he's been his practice, and he's not yet... What? Of course he says the brachas. Yeah, of course. But you do say tachan. You have to have the combination. Or even without the combination, at least he's a bar chiyuva. Either it's the combination being bar mitzvah and putting on for the very first time, or putting on for the very first time, and he is a bar chiyuva. He's a bar mitzvah boy. But putting on for the very first time when he's 12 years old and 11 months, that is not strong enough to be exempted from reciting the tzibur, reciting tachlan. Even the bar mitzvah boy says tachlan. Like we said, adarabba, chinuch. The chinuch is you should say tachlan. Don't teach a boy from the beginning, oh, you don't have to say tachlan. That lesson is going to stick in his mind for his whole life. And it's a horrible thing to have an attitude like that, that you can get out of doing what you're supposed to really be doing.
The Sephardi bar mitzvah is called chatan bar mitzvah.
Chatan,
and
yes.
Also they send invitation for everybody as wedding time, and they have music, everything.
Okay, so Sfardim, they upgrade the status of a bar mitzvah boy to a much higher level. It becomes a very big simcha. You don't. Now the truth though is, or he quotes Rav Shlomo, I think Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach, Zeichet Tzadik Levracha, that this is a very interesting halacha. It's very important. It's very nogi all the time. You go to a su'udas bar mitzvah. Okay, you're invited. Come to the Yom Gishlo of Midwood in the basement, in the big, beautiful hall. The Yom Gishlo of Midwood. They're having. We're inviting you to a su'udas bar mitzvah. It's bo bayom, and you come there at 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, and they start with davening mincha. Mincha in the middle on a day when you normally recite Tachnun. Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach says there's no Tachnun. There's no Tachnun. No, at that minyan. If you are davening Mincha in the place, in the makom where you're having the Su'udas mitzvah, Shel Bar Mitzvah, not even the next, is it the next day? Vobayom. I don't think it makes a difference. I don't know. Let's say, what do you mean the next day? And then you can have the suit that night. Maybe not. I don't know. He doesn't discuss that case. He does not discuss that case. I don't know the answer. I don't know the answer. I don't know. Let's assume that you're having the bar mitzvah like today, like a summer day, like in spring. So now Shkia is 8 o'clock. No one's making a bar mitzvah at 8 o'clock. You're making a bar mitzvah. They'll call the bar mitzvah for the suit of mitzvah for 7 o'clock. And which is bo bayom, so you're gonna daven mincha during well, let's say afterwards, whatever the situation is. If it's bo bayom and there's a su'uda in honor of the bar mitzvah, for sure, maybe even if it's not bo bayom, it's a su'uda in honor of the bar mitzvah boy, also the status of su'udas mitzvah, so then he says you don't say tachnun. It's only during davening that we say tachnun. You come to a regular minyan and there happens to be here a boy, today's his bar mitzvah. Very nice, mazel tov. Just because you get a mazel tov, we're not going to go and not say tachnun. When the bar mitzvah boy in halacha, the Torah doesn't, the Chazal did not give a bar mitzvah boy any, did not make a big deal about it. In Chazal, it's no big deal to be bar mitzvah. In fact, today, bar mitzvah celebrations is an American thing. Go study all ancient history. There was no big deal. When boys for the last hundreds of years in Europe became bar mitzvah across the spectrum, it was a non-event. Not a non-event mamish, but it wasn't a big deal. So very good, you bar mitzvah, very nice. You get an aliyah, you do this, that. They make maybe a teeny, teeny kiddush or some little thing. It was no big deal.
But his grandfather said when he was bar mitzvah, his father gave out everyone Hershey bars. That was the
whole thing, right. It wasn't a big deal. Today in America became, oh, unbelievable, bar mitzvah, $100,000 bar mitzvah on a ship somewhere. Whatever it is. Bas mitzvah is even less. Yeah. Ravadi Yosef, Machloikis, Rav Moshe, we once learned this, Rav Moshe, Ravadi Yosef, Rav Moshe holds that a bar mitzvah is zero. Mamish, zero, zero. Bat mitzvah. Ravadi Yosef disagrees, and he holds that a bas mitzvah is mamish, a su'udas mitzvah. The very big machloikis between Ravadi Yosef, if Ashkenazim, he holds his mamish, a su'udas mitzvah, and Rav Moshe holds it's zero. Mamish zero. You have to look what it says in Shulchan Aruch. So bar mitzvah in the Shulchan Aruch doesn't have much weight. We make a big deal out of it. It's a very nice thing.
Does Jofa know about
that?
What? It's Jofa, feminine alliance, Jewish.
So we don't make a big deal, and therefore it does not exempt the tzibur an hour for Ashkenazim, but the tefillin, the first time, that's really a different league. That's, and what about the su'uda bar mitzvah? You make a special su'uda and you daven in mincha at the su'uda, not in shul at su'uda. Oh, that Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach says that's really different. Then already you do not say tachnun. It's taka su'uda mitzvah in honor of a simcha. Everyone is there. You don't say tachnun. You don't talk about death at a time of a su'uda mitzvah.
How about if someone's doing a
siyan? We'll come in very good. Excellent. We'll come in a moment. Very, very good. Okay, running out of time, or we'll, okay. I don't know if we're gonna get to it today. Let's discuss the next topic is an ovel. Go to a base ovel. So is there a tachnun in the base ovel? No. Why not? If there's any place where there should be tachnun, it should be in the base ovel. What is tachnun? Misa. I give up my life to you, Hashem, to Dal Kiddush Hashem. So that's what the ovel is all about. Misa. Focus on what's happening over here. Misa. So any place there should be tachnun, it should be in the base ovel. So one answer is, go back to all the different answers. Too many distractions. You're right. You're 100% right. If there's a place to say tachnun, there is really no better place than the base ovel. It fits in to the furniture of what avel is all about. Tachnun perfectly fits into the landscape. You couldn't get a better prop to say tachnun than to go to a base ovel. You know why? Go back to the first reason. Because when you go to a Beis Avel, you're in a new environment. You're looking at the pictures on the wall. Who hasn't done that? You go to Beis Avel, you look at all the family pictures, you look at all the Svarim. What? Some do, some don't. You're distracted. You're distracted. When you go to a Beis Avel, it's not the same davening. It's not what you're used to. It takes time to get into davening. You're distracted. If you're distracted, then don't say tachlin, because tachlin requires concentration. And if you're not going to concentrate, there's more harm done than good. So therefore, it's nothing more than a distraction. Because ideally, there's no better place to say tachlin than in the Beis Avel. That's answer number one. Answer number two, Kabbalistic, too much death is also no good. Just like you don't say tachlin at night, is a time of din, you don't want to compound din with din. A Beis Avel is a place of harshness, a place of din. It's enough. It's enough that you're in the Beis Avel. You don't need to go and rub it in. Don't add insult to injury by compounding din with din. Now, another answer, which I have no clue, and everyone says this. Everyone, this is probably the most popular reason why you don't say it. I really don't understand what this means. Because it says in the Pasuk, V'hofachti chageichem le'evel. Pasuk in Eicha. Hashem, I'm going to transform your festivals to mourning. You're not behaving yourself, Hashem says. You're not behaving yourself. So I'm going to punish you. And your festivals will be transformed into a day of mourning. This pasuk compares an ovel to a chag. Therefore, since the pasuk in Eicha compares one to the other, so it's a drasha. I told you in advance, I don't understand what this means. Just like on a chag, on the chagim, you don't say tachnun. This pasuk is teaching you gzeres hakosov. There's no din tachanunim by a base ovel, because the pasuk compares an ovel. I'm going to transform a chageichem le'evel, and therefore the shiboli leket haleket. The avelu. This is a sefer shiboli haleket, and this is what it says. All right, that's what. And everyone brings this down. It's not logical. It's a gzeres hakosov. Maybe there's some very deep understanding of what this means. And that's why. I told you I don't know. The pasuk compares an avelus to a festival, to a yom tif.
Okay, it says moed by Tisha
B'Av. Koro alai moed. Right. On Tisha B'Av. Are you saying, very, why don't we say tachlin on Tisha B'Av? I'll come in a moment. There's a whole different sugya, the whole different reason. But right now, let's focus only on private avelos. Private avelos, the Torah does not call it a moed. The Karalai moed, that's by Tisha B'Av. Private avelos is not called a moed. There's another pasuk. I'm going to transform your festivals into days of mourning. In this pasuk, the two are juxtaposed to teach you, just like on a festival there is no avelos, so too in the Beis Avel there is no avelos. I don't know what
the
that means.
The reason why they never taught women to say tachlin, they said they really...
Rishus. Women, the same way women do not...
No.
They're not distracted. They know what they're doing. Women, they notice everything.
My wife
Tavis
nice and nice.
They do
it. Being that may ikar hadin. Your wife Tavis Maariv every night?
Your
wife Tavis Shachas, but not Maariv. So the same reason that she doesn't say tachlin to your wife? She does say tachlin. Okay, fine. There's no harm being saying tachlin. There's no harm. You want to say bichidus? Generally. Okay, I didn't really go through that well. Saying tachlin bichidus is a very tough question. Should you say even if you have a sefer Torah? If you have a sefer, if you don't have a sefer Torah, you don't have to talk about. You don't fall on. You can say the mizmar, right? Saying the mizmar is not called tachlin. The real tachlin is only when you put your head down. That's the ikar. So saying a mizmar is no harm done. It's tachanunim, but that's not really called tachanun. Let's say the shailah that you do have a sefer Torah in your house. Let's say you have a sefer Torah in your house, or you come, you daven in shul b'yichidus. You come late to daven, everyone already left, you daven in shul b'yichidus, and there's a sefer Torah in the shul, and you daven b'yichidus, should you say tachanun by putting your hand down on your head? That's a very tough question. There are two different opinions. Some say yes, some say not, some say you should not. You only should do when you have a tzibur, because tachlin is dangerous, and you need a tzibur, you need the zchus tzibur to save you. So you don't have a tzibur, so better don't play around, don't say tachlin, be a chidus, even with a sefer Torah. Okay, can you say the mizmar? Of course you can say the mizmar. Are you really accomplishing anything? Not very much. But it's But saying the mizmor is fine. Okay, now let's go to Beis Avos. Back to a Beis Avos. So Beis Avos gave already three reasons. Now here's a shiloh. What happens? Now what about v'hu rachel? This is an interesting shiloh. We learned before. We're going to finish up very quickly now. We'll do more next week. There are different parts of tachlin. There is falling in the filas apayim, and then there's vidui, and there's yud gimel midos, and then there's v'hu rachel. V'hu rachel is serious business. This is a takana from the Goinim. This goes back way, way back. There are three different parts to it. To learn all about that, very fascinating, what it's all about. What exactly is Hurachim? It's amazing, amazing stuff. And it's not really Tachlin. It's a whole different thing. For some reason, which I do not know, we group them all together. And if you do not say Tachlin, then you do not say Hurachim. That's the way we do things, which according to almost everything that I've read here, that's wrong. That's not really correct. But that's the way it is. Okay, don't argue with the Minhag Yisrael.
It's the law and Tachlin, but it's really not.
It's not. They're really two different things, and just because you're not saying Tachlin does not necessarily mean you should not say V'hu Rachum. V'hu Rachum is not death. You're not giving your life over to die. It's not necessarily a contradiction to a happy day. But whatever the reason is, the Minhag Yisrael is not to say V'hu Rachum together. No, it's called Tachanunim. It's called supplication. I don't think it's called, no, it's not slichos. Slichos is slichos. No. Okay, we say psukim, we say some very serious psukim, but it's not slichos. Slichos is saying, saying chotosi, yugil midos, chotosi vizibushati, and it's not slichos. Yugil is not slichos. Slichos is saying the vidu. Vidu is called slichos. Say that. And so Shaila is, so everyone discusses this. I don't know why it's more of a discussion by a base other than it is a discussion in a regular shul in Zayarta of a big Rebbe, and that is, if you go to a base other, and they don't say Tachnun, which they don't, should you say V'hu Rachum when you go home? You can say V'hu Rachum the entire day, all the way until say Sakur Chavim. If you dive in the base Ovel, where they're not saying Tachnun, Nefilas Apayim, and they're not saying V'hu Rachum, I don't know why they discuss this more than discussing a yard side in Shul, but that's what they discuss. Maybe because they always said V'hu Rachum when it was a yard side. Only today in this world we don't say V'hu Rachum when it's a yard side. But in the base Ovel, it seems they never said V'hu Rachum. They didn't say any Tachanum at all, zero. So then there's all this rabbinic literature with the question, when you go home, should you be mashlim the V'hu Rachum? Maybe it's because we have the same type of shas of, let's say, when it's Rosh Chodesh in the base Ovel. Do they say Hallel when it's Rosh Chodesh? So today the minig is the Ovel walks out. That's the common minig. Today the Ovel walks out and the tzibur says Hallel and the Ovel is out when they say Hallel. But that's a new minig. Really, really, either you do or you don't, whatever it is. But so maybe the same way there's a whole dilemma. It used to be in ancient times, in the base Ovel they did not say Hallel in honor of the Ovel, because the whole Ovel can't say Hallel. It's not a frame of mind to say Hallel. When you go home later on, being that it's Rosh Chodesh, you say Hallel in your house, or on the train, or at work. It's Rosh Chodesh. You davened in the meeting where they didn't say Hallel. Why did they not say Hallel? Because I went to a Beis Ovel. And the Beis Ovel, they don't say Hallel. So later in the day, anytime you want, you can say Hallel the whole day. You have to be mashlim, you say Chatzi Hallel.
With a bracha.
With a bracha. Our minig is to make a bracha. Okay, our minig is to make a bracha. See, with the bracha, any time in the day until the day is over. So I guess since it was common to do it like this, the things that were not said in the base Ovel, you had to be mashed privately, so too, the dilemma was always, so V'hu Rachum should be no different. They don't say V'hu Rachum in the base Ovel, so you should say V'hu Rachum when you go home. So this is a discussion. Halacha l'maisa, we don't do it. Halacha l'maisa, we, in our day and age, the minig is, if you don't say V'hu Rachum in the base Ovel, you're done. You're exempt. You don't say it the rest of the day. Halal our minig is, you say it in the base oval, the oval walks out. That's the common minig. Chanukah is more chomor. Chanukah, some hold, even the oval has to say halal. There. That's much more chomor, because halal and chanukah is a chiyuv. Halal and Rosh Chodesh is only a minhag. It's only a minhag. Halal and chanukah is a much more serious type of halal. Okay, now, if the Ovel comes to Shul, this is very common, and that's the way it used to always be. Well, you know, in ancient times, they didn't go to the Ovel. The Ovel went to Shul. During the 7 days of Avelos, if there's no minyan, so there's no minyan. So the Ovel come, my father always used to tell these people, if there's no minyan, you can't get a minyan, so don't worry, there's no minyan. So you go to Shul. You go to shul, it's not the end of the world if an avel comes to shul to daven during the shiva, the 7 days of avelus. You'll go home and sit shiva, people will come visit you, but when you have to go daven, if you can't get a minyan, don't go mishugah, don't bend backwards. So you go to the Beis HaKnesses. If an avel comes to the Beis HaKnesses, even davens for the amot, does the tzibur say tachanun?
Yes.
Oh, but the avel should be no different than chassan. If the chassan comes to shul, you don't say tachlan. If the avil comes to shul, he's doing avelus, 7 days of avelus. Does the tzibur say tachlan? Yes. Even if the avil is davening for the amor.
Does he say tachlan?
No, he does not. Absolutely not. Someone's going to have to finish off a zrein relocation of Adraka Vashmecha. He had said Chavetz Vashmecha, but he cannot. He does not say. But the tzibur does. What's the difference? It's very, very simple. When there's a simcha, now, you know, there are many reasons, right? There are many reasons why we don't do it. One thing is for sure, the shul is not a base avel. That's for sure. He doesn't take over the shul. When you go to his house is a base avel. When he comes to shul, I'm sorry, you don't bring the base avel into the shul. That you don't do. You're an individual who happens to be in avelus. The people do not latch on to avelus. Just because he's an avelus, that's not the way the world goes. We don't advise people to also be avelim. He's an avel, and we are there to be menachem him, to comfort him, to be there for him, but we don't become avelim because he's an avel. A chassan, we are the balei simcha. When we have a chassan, everyone becomes a balei simcha. Everyone is his relative. That's the way that the chazal set things up. We give more. We become more of a peshutif with a bal simcha than we do with avos. Chazal are not looking to make the whole world into avelim. There's an avel. An avel has halachas. We are obligated to be there for him, to be menachem him, and to be there for him. But we do not turn into avelim just because of him. But chasan, yeah, simcha, then we are mesamech. There's all these shushminim, the halachas, you're exempt from davening even. The mesamchim of the chasan don't even have to daven, make a radin. They're busy the whole day rejoicing with him. You become a bal simcha. So when the avil comes to shul, okay, you're an avil. You're not going to say tachlan, but we're saying tachlan. We're going to say tachlan, and you don't say tachlan. Okay, okay. What? No, Midrabanan, Chosan Khan is also 7 days, only Midrabanan. It's Midrabanan, it doesn't matter, he's not ill 7 days. Okay, we have to stop now. Next week, we're going to discuss many other shahs, and the most important thing we have to discuss next week is a yard site. If there's a yard site for a Groyser Rebbe, is there, who? So that's what discussion. Who's called the Rebbe? But forget about who, after we have to define who's the Rebbe, but we have to find the Makar, a Makar in Halacha, not to say Tachanun on the day of a yard site. That is the challenge you have until next week. Find me a Makar. If you can find a Makar for one Rebbe, then we can apply it to everyone. Everyone can become a Rebbe. But if you can't even find the makar for one Rebbe, a valid halachic source for a Rebbe, your Rebbe, not to say tachlin on the Yom Hilula, I'm sorry, then you're going to have a very hard time finding a reason why not to say tachlin on the Yom Yartzeit. That is next week. Homework. Short break, and then we'll talk about halachic. I'll email it to you, okay? I'll email you the bar mitzvah, okay? I'll put a picture in
the office.
Yeah, I
have to go to Lakewood.
Okay, Mazel Tov.
An avil comes to shul, he can sit on a regular chair.
An avil comes to shul, can he sit on a regular chair? Not so simple. I think he does sit on the floor.
I tried that, they told me to get up.
Yeah? You were doing the avelus? Maybe, I don't know. An avelus, you're not supposed to sit on the floor. You're on the chair. Okay, I don't know. Could be.
You know, Oshri, he was doing the Holocaust. They write and use this passing whatever. So a little boy wrote in the letter. The boy said, this is during the Holocaust, he said, you know, my entire family was wiped out. I'm the only one living. My father bought me tefillin. I think I'm soon going to die. This was before he was 13, though. Should I put on tefillin now? And Rav Ochsner said,
yes, yes, yeah, yes. I remember the Shiloh.
And in the end, the boy was dying. He thought the boy was dying.
Yeah, yeah, I remember that story. Yeah. What's the name of the Sefer called? Mm-hmm. What's it called, Sefer?
I do it by the museum, the Holocaust museum in Brooklyn.
All the Shilas of the Holocaust. All these horrifying questions.
My grandfather was Nifter. I thought my father was 8 years old. He inherited his film. He was a Bokhar. I inherited his film after that. Not the Pasha, not the Batim. The Batim is born. The Pasha will be 100 years old.
Wow.
Next year. Next year, my grandfather.
100 years.
100 years. The film is in my head every day.
56 years ago, today is my wedding anniversary.
Ooh, Mazel Tov!
There was no such thing.
Wedding anniversary! Wedding anniversary!
The same woman?
As a
result of that, no one said Tachnun today.
Was it?
And what do you think of this? There was no such thing as a weekend wedding.
It didn't exist.
Only weekend. I got married on Sunday.
I went
to a lot of weddings during the winter.
During the week, July 3rd at night. The next day was July 4th. That's it.
Mazel Tov.
Yeah, the Lowry side.
Were there fireworks at the wedding? 15 years ago.
Tannenbaum caterers, Little Hungry at night.
On Hungry.
On Houston Street, there
were two
brothers.
The first thing was the chuppah. He bought fries. Okay. The chuppah went on, drank. Second thing was the shmovitz board.
We first had to do the shmovitz.
It was warm up.
Plenty of time to do it.
And it's fine. This weekday is crazy. People are working.
But
you know why? Because a lot of people.
Numbers.
The catering halls
were
owned by the mafia somewhere. And they have it weekends. The books are.
That's just Marina. Marina El Caribe, hotels, everything.
So I had argued my brother many times because I remember very clearly I put tefillin on the first day. The day I was
about. That's fine. That's
my brother said they started 30 days before, okay. So but there's no one to ask.
But
I never heard this thing about the Yasa.
A year before. The kids are sure.
I never heard of it.
A year before.
Yeah, I heard of
it. A year before Father Kermit's Yasa. Why? No one knows the reason. I never told him it's because he's more mature. He has a maturity because he has no father.
My brother.
No father, no mother.
Even if he has a mother, he has no father. No such a blank.
Okay, there's no blanks that
Poland. No such thing.
Right.
It wasn't like in the other side. You know, my other side was like great. It was the Bamble thing. You know, but Bamble kind of.
You missed this. Shabbos is the big yard site for Lubavitch, Colonel Thomas.
Who's your site?
Yeah, he's alive, and they're going to visit him in the Bay Salem. The Schneerson's yard site is
Gimel. Oh, whatever. Hashri is on Shabbos. That's funny. Do I have this time of year? I went to Lubavitch. I don't remember being this time of year.
No, he works at Gimel, sure.
It's on Gimel. Yeah. It's
It was in June. It was the late June. So we should have gone.
All right.
You want to go tomorrow?
I can't go tomorrow.